Father in heaven, we're so blessed and we're so fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you for thy goodness, for thy mercy, for thy great protection, thy great shelter, thy great everlasting love. And we thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. And we thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you for your compassion, your concern. And Father God, this day we pray that you'd bless this service in a mighty way. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you'd speak to our hearts by your Spirit. For your word declares, not by might nor by power, but by thy Spirit, saith the Lord. And Father, truly I believe it's correct. Where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, I thank you for your presence. It means that your presence is with that. Where your presence is, there's liberty. And Father, we thank you for the anointing that breaks forth the yoke, that does your will from heaven. And Father, we thank you that you can put your approval on your services by your Spirit. And it's a guideline that lets us know that you're with us. You promise that you'll never forsake us. That your all-seeing eye is over the righteous and your ears are open to their cries. And Father, you're here to help us, to strengthen us, to help us to live wisely in the remaining years that we have upon this earth. We might be productive for thy kingdom's sake. We might live righteously under the authority of your Spirit in a very wonderful way, in a very powerful way. That we would learn not to be judgmental, but we'd learn to accept your Spirit. We'd learn not to doubt you or to have to know. We just trust you and believe in you, and help us to learn to grow to that place that we can truly trust you with all of our heart, that we don't have to know any whys or whens or what's or nothing about it, but we just trust you, that we know that you know what is good for us. And we should know in our heart that you will take care of us, that we don't have to worry concerning your part of it. And Father, we thank you that you're so real. Father, I thank you that you supply our every needs. Father, I thank you for helping us to this day. I thank you for last night. I thank you for all that you've done. And I thank you for such a privilege of feeling thy presence, allowing me and all of us to receive that warmth of your Spirit. Feeling that joy, that presence is so mighty, so wonderful, so without end. It has no ending of your strength, your power. And Father, we know that we need to be suited up in righteousness. And we take on your armor. We take on your strength. We take on your forbearance, that we're able to forbear and go against situations that we could not handle it within ourselves, that we couldn't cope with, that we could not even, we would be become lame. We would not be able to endure what we go through. But by your Spirit, we're more than conquerors through you, which loves us. And Father, I thank you for thy goodness this day. We pray that you speak to our hearts in a very special way. And Father, for my brother Al, I pray for him this day. In Jesus' name, I pray that you touch his body. Father God, he needs your touch. But I knew, recognized your word, Jesus, you said it. You could do little among your own because of unbelief. And when there's unbelief, it means there's no belief in what's taking place. And Father, we know that we grow in that area. It doesn't happen to any of us overnight. We learn to live in faith. We learn to walk in faith. We have to take it one inch at a time. We don't take it one foot at a time. We take it just a little particles at a time, growing deeper and wiser in thy love. Help us to grow in thy nature. Let us put on thy nature. Let us have that merciful, that our hearts are full of mercy, that we love to do thy will, that we want to walk in love. We want to walk as a peaceful person. We don't want to walk in judgmental actions, but we want to walk in thy counsel and thy blessings, that we might observe the things that you would have within us, that we might be a wholesome person. We might walk in thy goodness, thy mercy forevermore. And we pray that you'd bless this day in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I don't know how to start this, because, Lord, you'll have to help me. But there is a time that God moves on our hearts, and he does it by the way of prophecies or the word of God. But he moves in us to direct us. Some people can't believe in it. It's hard for them to understand that God moves in a very precise movements. And I'd like to start in Elijah, because Elijah was a man of God many years ago that walked in God's presence. God had a heavy calling on Elijah, and before Elisha came along, Elijah was probably the outstanding prophet. He was really a prophet of God. But you know, Elisha comes along, he asked for twice the blessing of God, and he gets a double portion, and truly he did. But Elijah got to go up in the fiery chariot, and there's many things that happened, Elijah, but one of the great things that happens, he prayed for a land that he had actually with God's blessing upon him. He was used to dry this country up because there was no rain. And in those days, rain was a very serious commodity. They needed it because to be able to survive, like we do nowadays. If we don't have rain, we can't live forever without water. And water is a source that God made for us, that these bodies survive with water. And with food, they live a long time, hopefully. But if you don't have either one, you can live longer without food than you can without water. So water is pretty necessary. It's a pretty necessary item. So here, Elijah is going to Ahab and tell him, God's going to have a showdown. So you bring your prophets up, and you bring them up before the, and you'll sacrifice, and we'll see who's the strongest, your prophets or our prophets. God didn't even need nobody, they didn't understand, but they thought those prophets could surely do that. And so Elijah said, we're going to put the sacrifices out. And he said, you put your prophets up there and you see if they'll burn the sacrifice. So they sit out there, and Elijah sort of torments them a little bit. He tells them, he says, your God is asleep, and he goes to do many things like that. But God sends a sign. You get that in our being. God sends signs. And I believe truly the day that we live in, there's many, many signs that God is coming very shortly. Now the sign here was that Elijah, after he prayed and for the put water over the sacrifices, the Spirit of God come down, lapped up the water, burnt the sacrifices up. So then it was ready. Oh, the presence of God is coming down. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. But it was getting time for rain. See, that's what all this was about, bringing the prophets down there. And Elijah basically is for one situation. It was going to rain. So Elijah goes and tells his servant, says, you go up and see if there's anything in the sky over there, anything's changing. Servant goes back, comes back and says, no. He says, well, you go seven times. But the seventh time, he says, there's a cloud, like a man's hand. And Elijah just had the move of faith. He says, that's God. Ahab, prepare your chariots because it's going to rain. It's going to rain before you get home. And it hadn't rained in 3.5 years. There was no rain. And I mean, everything was dried up. It was getting where there was famine in the land because of harshness of conditions. When there's no rain, it means there's hot days and no coolness. And really, it was a heavy situation. But as God moved his hand, was a sign to Elijah that what Elijah had got up to that point, Elijah had worked in faith in God. But after he demonstrated, then it was God's turn to bring this to being, but he still had faith doing it. And that's the same way that we work today. We work in an area that we don't really know. But we bring God's things into existence by our faith through God. As Elijah says, prepare, there's going to be a rain coming. And that's why we are. God's chosen people are going to do a work in these last hours that's going to be beyond any example that's ever been before. Daniel says there's going to be a people's going to come with great mighty exploits. That means great things are going to come forth from the people of God. This means people, just ordinary people like we are, just is going to do the will of God. Elijah, probably if you took him out, he looked like just everybody else. He might even look a little different. He might have said, well, he might have been a little plain. He might have just didn't have a haircut, didn't have unshaved, just
just fall, just and sort of not real immaculate. His fingernails might have been like mine, sort of not really good. And he didn't have all the manicures, all these things that we look to people. Oh, they've got to be a great blessing because look how they dress. Look at all these wonderful. Oh, you just know that God's going to move here tonight because look how people are dressed. They've given their best here tonight. But you know, God looks in the heart. He looks down the heart. And Elijah's heart was probably pure before we know it was. It was without. God took him up in the chariot. And when he has his time of departure was very close. And he knew that he was going to be in heaven. He was going to live riding that fiery chariot. And here Elisha comes along. And he says, boy, he says, I want part of you. What? And so after Elijah makes this come to pass, he goes up and he does a few more things. Jezebel sort of scares him and these things. And he comes to God and he says, you know, I'm the only one serving you. God says, no, you're not. There's 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee. That's for us today. God has a people that's going to continue with us in these last hours. But the Bible says, he does say something that it doesn't say before that. The Bible plainly says, Jesus said, in that day, many shall be called, but few shall be chosen. And they said that the signs of the times are everywhere declaring the works of heaven. Now, in this life, I've never seen rain take place like it has now. I've never seen this area here stay dry. You know, I believe that God's hand, for some reason, over this area here, all of the whole United States, in Pennsylvania this week, in New York State, with great power outages, people without power. That's happening every day. There's things happening that lets me know. And I seen something the other day about Alaska, that Alaska is losing their shoreline because it's going off in the sea because of the hotter climate temperatures. Then the part of Alaska is drifting off. And the whalers, they was talking to the whalers. And the whalers said we can no longer go for whale because we can't put them on the ice no longer. The ice won't hold. This is signs of the time that God the Father, God the Son is coming back. He has set a sign. And yet we're so stiff-necked. We says, what signs? What sign? God says, you're stupid people. He says, look up. When you see these things come to pass, look up your redemption, draw up nigh. And we should be just like we say, we don't have to know, but we trust in Him. We know that He's coming soon because of the signs of time. We don't have to know, but we have what we're pursuing is very true that we do because if we don't, we'll miss it. God wants us to have complete trust in Him. Believe that whatsoever He says shall come. He don't have to tell us, but we believe in Him through all these great elements. In El Paso, for years, Betty and I have traveled to El Paso a couple times in August, a couple times in hot times, and through the winter time, no rain, real dry. Right now it's been rain, 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 rain. There's things happening in this climate, and you listen to these meteorologists, and they say these things up here in Washington, Mount Rainier is on schedule for a great blowout, and it's going to take many, many people. And they say in Memphis, Tennessee, there's a belt there that's it's going to take many, many millions of people. When it comes to pass, it can happen today. San Francisco's another place. It can happen. Tidal waves can come. And I'm not here to scare people, but I'm here that we need to get in order. Our lives should be in an order that God don't have to go no longer and say, thump us over the head and say, wake up. No, we already know it. We've already proceeded. We're already started praying. We pray, Lord, we're praying for His coming. If we're not praying for His coming, we're going to miss it. Because that's what He wants us as believers to do. As we're to pray, as Elijah prayed with God for the storm to come. Elijah prayed with God. We need to pray with God. God is way over here today. That we pray with Him that His will be done. We pray not our will, but Thy will be done. As we pray as Jesus prayed, not my will, but Thy will be done. And we need to learn this. That this is very, because we become where we're detrimental to God's works. We're hindering the work of God. And we should be favoring God's work. We should love Him so much that we will, that His will be done in our hearts. There becomes a challenge to all of us as we start realize that we're here for a purpose, that God has called us, that we can actually speak things into existence, that His will be done. As Noah actually seen that rain first drop, of rain came, he started speaking into existence. Lord, you're coming. You're going to fulfill what you predicted and what God predicted. We can say, God will be done, because we know many people are going to miss it, but we got to believe for God. We do feel for those, and God feels for them, but there comes a time that we got to put our trust in the living God. We can't be so sympathetic with people that have lived evil to let out our relationship with God deteriorate. And we got to come to a place that we take our eyes. We're mortal people. As God has said many times, we can't be two-sided, or we have to be one way or the other way. And we must realize we feel extremely bad for people that miss out. But we want God's will to be done. We got to sell out to God. And God is above all. And we should be so in love with him that we're willing to sacrifice whatever need to be, that we might walk in his will and his knowledge and his strength. And you know, as Noah went there and told the people, says, you know, God, he's going to have rain. And they said, oh, Noah, you're foolish. Doesn't say this exactly, but basically that's, he went through all the things he preached for 120 years, possibly. And that time he preached, he's preached in demonstration. We live in demonstration. Our lives shine. We don't get out here and tell people that they're bad. We live it, but they can see that our life is read by all men, that we are living epistles read of all men. And that's the will of God, that we might walk in victory. And people say, what's wrong with you? And you love the Lord? Yes, yes, I do. I love the Lord. And they say, well, you're different. And yes, we need to be different. We need to be walk in his holiness as his blessings. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, casting all of our cares upon him, for he cares for you. We need to be sober and be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour. Whom is this steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world? All these things that we have faced, the anguish, the troubles, perilous times are here, perilous times are coming. And what we got to have our eyes and our anchor assured on the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never fail. He will keep us through the times of when this world is closing down, this place of a shutdown. God wants to be in his presence. This earth is going to start groaning with troubles. We're going to see the world as tidal waves. We're going to see great earthquakes. We're going to see these problems. But the Bible says, do be not in despair. Do not worry, for if God be for you, who can be against you? Because God takes care of the sparrow, so much he will take care of his children. And that's why we need to get into his covenant. We need to come into his covering. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Elijah was under the covenant of God. Elisha was under the covenant of God. And all of God's people had to come into that realm. They could not be like the world. They had to live basically, most of them, singular. And that's why we come into a time that God says, you must live singular for me. You must not put your eyes on men, what they tell you. You must call upon me. And I, the Lord thy God, shall establish you. And I shall direct you. And I shall be thy strength. And I will be with you through times of discouragement, when all go other ways. And they shall judge you. And they will say great things. What are you doing out here? You know, you really slipped a cog and all these things. But God says, look up, my people. I'm coming back through the clouds of glory, and I'm coming for those that's looking for my coming. Be not wise as the enemy is, but we need to be harmless as doves, but as wise as serpents. We need to walk in his victory. We need to walk in his liberty, that we might have the prosperity of God's glory upon us. We might walk upright in these last hours, because it's not going to be easy walking without people's protection, because people, they're living so loosely that we need to walk with the Spirit of God, because sometimes when it gets this way, people will just look over you and they'll say, we don't really care nothing about you. We need that liberty of God's protection, not the protection of people, because God is supernatural. And we're going to see that very shortly, when people are going to do things they won't even understand why they do them, but it's because of sin that lieth at the door. Sin makes us not think right. Sin puts a snare in our being that we can't cope with life itself. We see homosexuals. We see murders. We see gangs. We're going to see greater things. We're going to see gangs. We're going to see problems that we've never seen before. But hang on to God. God is your strength. God is the reason. If God be for you, who can be against you? We're more than copper. You need to keep the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is life. This life is word of life. And God with the Spirit, it mixes and it does a work within you that satisfies you. The people of God need to be satisfied. They can be satisfied. They can walk in His victory. They don't have to worry, even though they don't like to see people go through struggles. But we know that we have to keep going on, even if they do not come. It had to be very hard on Noah, seeing all those drowning people, those people lashing out and pulling their fingernails in the particles of that wood, and how they hung on and clinged to that. But God says it had to be, because God is against sin, and we need to realize that sin is what separates us all. Those who miss it will be having sin in their life, and then God says, "What all that have sinned, unless they have the covering of the blood of my Son Jesus, shall miss eternal life." So we have to keep that covenant with God the Father, an up-to-date adventure every day of our life, that we might have our prayers prayed up, who might walk in His liberty, who might walk justified by the Spirit of God, that we will not fear what man shall do. We will walk believing that God be for us in a very satisfied and a very wonderful way, that we will have His glory cloud above us. And I really believe that these last days that God's going to put a glory cloud above His people. We're going to feel that realm, that comfort of the comforter of God, that God comforts those who love us. He comforts those that are in trouble. He comforts those that they have going through hardship. And it is God's delight to touch His beloved, that we will not feel the stain, the pain, the anguish that shall come to those in this last day. Just think about those who do not know Him, how they're going to feel when they see it be just like it was in the days of Noah. When they see that the church is gone, those that really love God are gone. They find themselves here together. And they see all the troubles that's going to take place. And they see hatred every place they go. They see devilish things every place they go. And you're not going to have any place to hide, because all around you is chaos. All around you is sin. All around you is despair. All around you is troubles. It's not a place it's going to be worth living in. And you should need be ready to leave this before this takes place. God, I believe, is going to take us home before this takes place. And we need to take courage in Him. We must take our time now and say, "Lord, I love You. I praise You. I'm sorry for mankind, and You are too." And Father God wants us to be so in love with Him that we're His children. We should love Him, that He is my Heavenly Father. He will never leave me. He'll never forsake me. His eyes are open to the righteous. His ears are open to Christ. But He's against those who do evil. The Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of His heart is made perfect toward me. If my people would call My name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek My face." That's the thing that we should do. Humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways. "Then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land." There's a peace that comes on God's beloved. God's a wonderful God. He's not mean. He's righteous. He's holy. But sin has a payday. We can live in sin 40 years, 50 years, 100 years. But there comes a time there's going to be a payday. And when it comes, generally our bodies are falling apart, because sin has a recompense. When you take alcohol, your body's going to start falling apart. You smoke, it's going to have a great effect on your body, because God did not make this body to live in sin. When you have sin, it means it distorts your mind. You'll not be able to sleep at night. You're going to feel terrible. When you can feel good in God, God has the luxury of being feeling good. I want to feel good. Oh God, I don't want to have that troublesome mind. I need that joy, that fear. I love God. I want it. And I guess I'm selfish, but I want His will. I desire Him more than silver and gold. I desire Him than all of the riches that I could ever have. I desire Him because He is my Heavenly Father, that I love Him so much. That should be the bottom line. We're not doing it because we're just going to go to heaven, but we desire it because He reads that out. If we're trying to do it just for that, we'll probably miss it too. He wants us to literally love Him. He cometh for those that are loving His appearance. Loving, and we need to realize that God has appointed us a period of praying. That we might be praying as Elijah prayed, and for those others that pray, that we could pray for our people, for those that do not know Him, that we might carry the load, that burden that needs to be taken this day, that we might live in such a realm of wholeness before God that He desires our prayers. He counts them as highlights because we're living where we should be. We're without problems. We're living above sin. We're living in His grace. And He views our, as we speak, great blessings. God moves upon His saints. He speaks through His saints. His saints speak with God because the Spirit of God, it's hooked together. As God has us, we testify of Him. We know Him. And truly, we're coming very close to that hour when God's coming back. Truly, the signs of times are here today. The signs of time. God's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Wake up. Wake up. He's coming. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Unmovable. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain. What we have is real. God be for us, who can be against us? We're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels. This is what we should be. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things come, neither height nor depth nor any creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And even angels, it says, and even an angel come your way and he's out of the Spirit of God. You say, no, I don't want you. There's angels. The Bible says, lest we entertain angels unaware. But this days that we're living in, there's angels that are going to come down, wrong angels. I think I met one about 2 years ago when my mother passed away. And he didn't look good. He looked real old. Time's a time. The chilling this water. Death has a sting. God has victory. Death, where is thy sting? Oh, we have the victory of God. God will set us free. We're living in a realm that may not die, but we're going to die out now to that day. We die out to sin itself. Colossians says that we might mortify ourselves on the, that means put them to death, our things unto fornication, uncleanness, all the gifts from the devil. We'll just give them back to Him. Say, Lord, we give them back. Let's put them to sea of forgetfulness, never be remembered no more. I want your love. I want your blessing. I don't even want to know what they are. I just want you. Hallelujah. We need to know that we have that covenant of love, that we love you, Father. We praise you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for that wonderful sacrifice that you made. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, for coming down and being with me. For greater is He that's within me, He is within the world. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for thy miraculous love. Oh, Father God, I thank you for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and for your ministering angels. For all of this, you, I thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your everlasting love that endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God here today. But we need to realize that there's many bound as that one, why that one is bound this day. In the name of Jesus, we claim thy healing touch. In thy name of Jesus, bring forth healing. In Jesus' name, healing. Let this one live and be thy will. And Father God, we know there's many in the same condition. The enemy has come in hardly in these last hours. He's done. The enemy has done his homework. Shamefully, we have not done our homework, but hopefully God will be merciful to us and forgive us for our slackness of not praying, for our slackness of not doing thy will, our slackness of looking the other way, a slackness of not really being on the cutting edge for the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might live above reproach in this hour. I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. I pray for America this night. I pray that you'd have liberty this night. I pray that you'd move mightily on the lives of people out there this night. If you're having a weakness in your heart, I pray that God will mend that weakness right now. In Jesus' name, set you free, that you might have a wholesome life, Lord Jesus Christ, that you might live above reproach, that you might walk in His liberty, that you might be justified by the living God, that Jesus made it, that you could be justified in whole holiness, walking in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of a sound mind. God wants you to be powerful, and a powerful blessing would be upon you, that the peace of God would be upon you, and a powerful blessing of peace would be upon you, that you would live not the rudiments of this world, but you would walk, live in His victory, live in His counsel, live in His direction, live in the blessing of God, that you might walk ever faithful forevermore. And Father, I pray for America this day. I pray for our president. I pray for that $1 billion that's going away so alarming what's happening in Iraq this day, and all the things in this world, the problem of this nation, see, this nation is all so many points is ready for doom. Where financial doom is coming on America very shortly. We're not going to have enough money to live above our standards that we've lived in. We can't even pay our national debt, Father God. And I pray for America to wake up looking for the time that the Lord Jesus is coming through, that God's going to make things right. And we need to be, America needs to pray through. America needs to be on fire this night. The Spirit of God be alive in America, that we might walk, be faithful before the coming of the Lord, that we might walk in His tutorship, that we might walk in His guidance, in His direction, that we might receive, obtain atonement for the things that we have done, and walking in righteousness, that we might walk forgiven by God the Father, that we might ask forgiveness in our life, that we might be repenting of the things that we have done, that we might no longer be failures, but we have lived uprightly for God, and us that have tried to live above, I pray that we will even try harder than we've been, that we might walk more in victory, not walk in shame, not walk in denial of the things of heaven, that we would have that faith, that trust, that belief in the living God, that if God be for us, who can be? That's how we deny God. It's when we don't have trust, when we say we don't believe in God, that we lose our connection with God. We lose our power with God. We have to keep that connection open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. And year by year, we got to keep it up to date because He's coming soon. And we need to repent this day that we might walk myself. I need to be closer today than I was yesterday. I need to be more on fire by tonight than I was yesterday. I need to be more eligible for God's Spirit this day than I've ever been. We're all needy of God. And God's put His hand out to us this moment that we reach out and touch Him. He will touch our needs. He will help us to walk wisely in His favor, walk wisely in His counsel, walk wisely in His judgment, that we might be a liberated soul, set free for the Master's use. Father, I pray this day for Your people in a mighty way. I pray that You'd set them free. I pray that You'd set captives free in America. Many who have not living in jail this day, but they're finding them, as I seen last night in that hospital, there's many that have not been in prison, but they're still prison, the captive. The enemy, they need to be set free. The exhausting things that He puts upon His people. Father, I pray that Your people will be set free in the name of Jesus. I pray this, God, that Your people will be healed from the things of the enemy has put against Your people. I pray there be a power of God. I pray the angels of heaven be there this moment to take our hands, to believe together as Elijah believed, that we will all believe in one accord that they will be set free. As Elijah believed, to see that little hand and the cloud, he said it's going to rain. We see that God's going to bring forth healing this day. He's going to bring forth justification in this day. He's going to bring forth clarification in the ideas of things in our mind, that we'll see things that we never saw before. Those minds who have been distorted from the things of sin, they might be set free. They might be clearly see righteousness. They will no longer have the cankerworms, the enemy has come down and sowed unrighteousness in their heart, that they would receive a harvest of glory, that they might be changed in the instance of God the Father, God the Son this day, and there'll be a great changing of hearts this day. And we claim it, we claim victory in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord, for Thy goodness. We thank You for Thy mercy evermore. And we thank You for the fellowship of Thy Spirit this day. And we thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. For those that do not understand us, we pray that You will help them. For those that do not understand, I pray that You clarify Yourself. It's in Your Word. They need to read Your Word. You need to study Your Word. We might not be wrapped in our own believing. Many times we have wrath in our own souls. We need to be cleansed from all unrighteousness, we might walk wisely in Thy presence forevermore. We thank You for this liberty today. We thank You for what You've done. We thank You in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.